Iranian businesses have been operating for nearly 2 years now under sanctions imposed by President Trump. The Iranian economy shrank nearly 10% last year. Now that country has been hit hard by the coronavirus. More than 350 people have died of the disease there. NPR's Peter Kenyon was recently in Tehran, where he met people struggling but determined to endure.
In Tehran's Grand Bazaar, 36-year-old Hossein is scrubbing the floor of his butcher's stall. As a lone potential customer, warily eyes the prices of the cuts of beef and lamb on offer. Like most people who agreed to an interview, he gives only his first name, not wishing to hear from authorities about talking to American media. He says in the past 3 days, prices have shot up again. Some people can't afford to buy meat anymore, he says, adding, sure, definitely business has slowed down. Nearby, 72-year-old Masume looks around glumly. She says the weeks before Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, should be a bustling, busy time, but not this year.
Compared with last year, the Grand Bazaar here, it's more empty now. You know, our New Year is coming, but even those who are officials, they're having problems too.
Like many Iranians, Masume prides herself on being able to weather American sanctions, something Iran's supreme leader calls the resistance economy. But she fears the coming year may be even worse. Economist Javad Salahi Isfahani at Virginia Tech says those fears look to be well-founded. He says the damage caused, in part by U.S. sanctions, the 2018 collapse of the Iranian currency, inflation shooting up as high as 120%, is hitting ordinary Iranians.
This cut down in the purchasing power of the middle class, I've estimated that some 10% of Iranians who used to be middle class status are no longer middle class status.
At his houseware shop, 35-year-old Mohsen says he's definitely noticed the downturn is getting worse.
The past few days, we've had a problem. No other companies are selling products to us, so we don't have too much to sell, and prices are going up, and fewer customers are coming.
We spoke just after Iranians went to the polls to vote in parliamentary elections. They delivered a solid majority to hardline candidates. Most moderates had been stricken from the ballot. But Mohsen doesn't think that they'll do much to turn things around. With a wry smile, he says, no, actually, they will possibly make it worse. Like many Iranians, he blames domestic mismanagement as well as sanctions for Iran's problems. At a nearby jewelry store, 36-year-old Mehdi Nasiri took a more positive view, saying cheap imported goods from China aren't getting in these days, which is good news for domestic producers.
The Chinese products are low quality, not like German or American goods. But now our products are selling, and that's good for our factories and workers, and I think it will continue to improve.
But such optimism is facing a new challenge in the form of the coronavirus outbreak, which Iranian leaders were slow to respond to. President Hassan Rouhani has repeatedly announced that the coronavirus crisis will pass quickly. But 30-year-old Hojad Kiani doesn't believe it. I think, no, it's getting worse. Now is just the beginning. It'll get more difficult, he says. But he hopes another popular belief, that the outbreak will fade as the weather warms up, turns out to be true. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Tehran.